This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All right, folks, I will tell you this. The left are being abandoned. Bill Maher says the Democrats left him. The left left him is what he said. Those were his exact words. The left left me. He hasn't left them. And what's funny, we use Bill Maher as some litmus test of things. Bill Maher is a despicable human being who's finally waking up to his own lunacy. And the reason why Bill Maher gets away with what he gets away with is because he really doesn't have people who are willing to confront him. The only person I ever saw confront him, and I'm not saying that he is the only one because I don't watch Bill Maher's dribble, but Andrew Breitbart, that's how I even knew who Andrew Breitbart was, when he essentially told Bill Maher, you're not going to white guilt me. And I was impressed. Ended up, Andrew built my career. He started me out. He's the man. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. And I don't say that lightly. I'm not saying it's a, oh, Kevin, you were tied to Andrew Breitbart. Yes, I was. Andrew Breitbart got me on Fox News, on the Glenn Beck Show, and he guided my career early, and he did that for many people. He is so missed. I can't imagine what Breitbart would be doing right now. Gone too soon, as they say. And what's going back to what Bill Maher said, what's funny is how rhinos say that Biden's, quote, win was an anti-Trump vote. Absolute nonsense. There aren't enough Americans in America for that to have happened. Joe Biden, look, I've talked about this before, but I want to reinforce it. Trump supposedly got 75 million people. You do the math. Joe Biden supposedly got 81 million votes. There are 330 million Americans. Take out 71 million who are 17 years or younger. Do the math. Look at the number of people who could vote that voted. In other words, the percentage of people who vote. And do the math any way you want. And you'll come out with the notion that there's no way Joe Biden got that. Not that you have to have that. And I'm not going to get stuck on it because you've heard me say it plenty of times. But what I do know with 100% certainty, folks, is there are millions of Democrats who abandoned that godless party. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We are in talks with a group that has 5 radio stations, all in the state of Missouri. We would take a 2-hour slot on their network if everything works out, so I'll let you guys know how that goes. And I'm looking for ways to expand this radio show terrestrially. Digitally. This is a terrestrial thing. It's 5 different networks, 5 different locations. So it would pretty much cover the state of Missouri. And that's great. But I'm still more concerned about the digital footprint, because that can go anywhere. That's why we do this. Because the people that censor shows wouldn't be able to, oh, we're going to take away your money, Kevin. Fine, go. They can't take away the money that you guys help us to generate and pay for this show. And let me tell you what we're trying to get to. This is why social media is so, the lack of it is a detriment. If we had 30,000 downloads a day, the show would make $1,000 a day. That's plenty of money to pay staff. They don't want us to get to that. So it's up to you. I keep telling you guys, we got to get to those numbers. You can help. And if you help, great. If you don't, you got better things to do. I understand. You got lives. Let me tell you what my life started out in January of this year, in the year 2022. Father-in-law dies. My niece loses her baby. My nephew is shot in a road rage incident in Houston, Texas. And that was for starters. But let me tell you what. I get up every day and still do this. Still get out there and say, you know what? Life goes on and this fight goes on. And no matter what traumas are happening in my life, we got to get out there and fight the good fight. So what have we done? We're doing Defend the Police events all over the country, a blue carpet event in Naples, Florida that's going to feature Dean Cain, Kevin Sorbo, Scott Baio, and many others. Tom Homan, director of Border Patrol under Trump, and a host of other people. Bernie Kerik coming in. Possibly Rudy Giuliani. But we're doing these all over the country. We're doing the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. Why? Because we believe we should be laughing at these clowns. They won't allow them. They won't. You can't laugh at them. They say it's verboten, forbidden, taboo. We're going to laugh at them. March 31st in the Phoenix area, Scottsdale, will be our first event. Me, Tim Wilkins, and Brad Stein will be performing, and we will go all around the country, God willing, and the finances get there. We'll make it happen. And by the way, absolutely hysterical show. We did it before, so I already know what you're going to get. So all I'm getting at, folks, is we are going to remain undaunted no matter what gets thrown at us. And until there's either no more air in my lungs or I just decide to hang it up, I'm going to be doing this. So I hope you support us. Most of you do. Biden was called the geriatric despot. And that absolutely had me spitting coffee. The description of Biden as a geriatric despot is almost better than my Captain Demento. Very close second. That doofus recently announced that he's going to cure cancer, a task that had been assigned to him by baby black Jesus when Biden was a fake vice president, because he's never been a vice president. He's always been a clown. And let's not forget, folks, Biden just recently gave us his ShamWow infomercial special when he announced that he's finally going to get around to actually curing cancer. Yeah. And on top of that, he now assures the country that he has wrangled in the Wu flu. Played a clip the other day, Biden said, hey, listen, it's dropped this much in 3 weeks. In 3 weeks. Yeah, he's giving us numbers. He's giving us statistics so we can measure now. So, yeah, great. You must feel better, right? I already predicted what was going to happen, folks. I said, Democrats are going to back away from their dire predictions surrounding the virus that kills less than the real flu. So now Biden has declared that the Wu flu is gone away. And hey, speaking of geriatric despots, where's Fauci the fraud? I looked. I said, I want to see all the appearances of Fauci on the media over the past bit of time. You can't find anything. Fauci's not giving us the normal doom and gloom of the next versions of Wu Flu or telling us when the economy or the world can be reopened. Where is he? You're not going to hear much from him because they got to open things up. We got a lot to talk about today. We will open up. I hope you hear when I get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So the Democrats say there's no cheating in elections, et cetera. They say that Biden won free and clear, et cetera. They say we're all a bunch of conspiracy theory. Here's a two-minute montage of Democrats talking about the potential for cheating in the 2016 elections. Remember when Obama said, there's no possibility? And then when Trump won, everybody went berserk and said, oh, my gosh, the machines can be rigged, et cetera. And now the script has flipped, and suddenly there can be cheating. Now, let me tell you what we've believed. We, conservatives, pragmatic people, have believed that the electioneering goes on all the time. Cheating in election goes on all the time, perhaps by both parties. We'd like to see it fixed. Wouldn't you like to see a truly legitimate election in America where you say nobody cheats, no illegals, no ballot stuffing, no double voting, etc.? Do you know that the laws in Texas, I'm just going to use Texas as an example, it is a felony in Texas to have an illegal vote. It's a felony. It's up there with theft of up to $30,000. The class one felony. That's the way it should be. It should be valued. But it isn't. But here are the Democrats, when Trump was running, here's how afraid they were of what they knew could happen with the voting machines. Check out this montage.
I continue to think that our voting machines are too vulnerable.
Her researchers have repeatedly demonstrated that ballot recording machines and other voting systems are susceptible to tampering.
Even hackers with limited prior knowledge, tools, and resources are able to breach voting machines in a matter of minutes.
In 2018, electronic voting machines in Georgia and Texas deleted votes for certain candidates or switched votes from one candidate to another.
The biggest seller of voting machines is doing something that violates cybersecurity 101, directing that you install remote access software, which would make a machine like that, you know, a magnet for fraudsters and hackers.
These voting machines can be hacked quite easily.
You could easily hack into them. It makes it seem like all these states are doing different things, but in fact, three companies are controlling this.
An external party could access the machine's wireless feature to, quote, record voting data or inject malicious data.
There are a lot of states that are dealing with antiquated machines, right, which are vulnerable to being hacked.
The workers were able to easily hack into an electronic voting machine. It was possible to switch votes.
43% of American voters use voting machines that researchers have found have serious security flaws, including back doors.
We know how vulnerable now our systems were. We know, I know the hackathon that took place last year where virtually every machine was broken into fairly quickly.
I actually held a demonstration for my colleagues here at the Capitol where we brought in folks who, before our eyes, hacked election machines, those that are being used in many states.
Aging systems also frequently rely on unsupported software, like Windows XP in 2000, which may not receive regular security patches and are thus more vulnerable to the latest methods of cyber attack.
In a close presidential election, they just need to hack one swing state, or maybe one or two, or maybe just a few counties in one swing state.
I'm very concerned that you could have a hack that finally went through.
Both sides seem to agree that no votes were changed in the 2016 election. And I said, the experts I talked to say that until you have a forensic analysis of a vote, until you go in there and scrub the whole system, you can't really say that.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Ask yourself what changed between now and then. You want to know what changed? The Democrats got all those electioneering companies, the three companies that they referenced, all were on their side. The elites decided this is how it would happen. And by the way, this included some Republicans, some rhinos. Remember what happened in Georgia with the Governor Kemp at the time and the Secretary of State there? And now, suddenly, we have an election integrity bill, voter integrity, that the Senate wants to pass and is willing to throw out the filibuster in order to pass it. Because they say, we've got to make sure that all the votes count. Which tells you all you need to know. All the votes will never count. That montage of them saying that this could happen, the Republicans could steal it. The Democrats, what did I tell you? What have you learned? Not necessarily from me, but what have you learned about politics? You know, the Democrats tell you exactly what they're going to do when they tell you what they're trying to protect. They cheated. You know they cheated. I know they cheated. And so do they. But they guise it. They put it right in front of you. Listen, I'm going to if a Democrat says to you, listen, I'm going to protect your rights to a mortgage. They're telling you, you're not getting a mortgage. If they tell you, you know what, I'm going to protect your car. If should your car break down, I'm going to make sure that your car is going to be able to be fixed. Let me give you a real life example. In Indiana, I went to visit my Aunt Mary. She passed away a couple years ago. She was 106, but we went to go see her. She was about 102. So we go over to her house, and I did not notice the sticker on my car had expired. We drove. Sticker on my car expired. And so we're parked at her house we visited with her for maybe 3 hours. Having a good time, whatever. Come outside. There is a big red sticker on my car, and it's got a phone number on it, and it says this car will be towed in the next 24 hours or something like that. I read it, and it's obnoxious, because if you've ever had one of those stickers slapped on your car, they're not easy to get off. You got to get some, what they call it, gooby gone, because it's stuck on there. You peel it off and it half peels off, and you got to scrape it out either with a razor blade or some gooby gone. And what I learned when I called this, it's a racket. The minute your car expires, there are a group of people in these cities who will go, they plaster that sticker on your thing, and it's legal, by the way. They tow your car, and it can become theirs if you can't get it out. Well, who do you think gets hit? Where do you think my Aunt Mary lived? I'm going to give you some hints. Do you think she lived in a gated white community, or do you think she lived in a poor black community? I'm just going to give you some hints. Maybe I'll tell you that her house cost $7,000 when she bought it. It was a showpiece of lower, America. I mean, it was a beautiful neighborhood at the time. So her house when she bought it was $7,000. Do you know what the house was, the value when she died? $7,000. You should see these houses next to her. They're beautiful. They're not worth anything because she's in a crappy neighborhood. So in the crappy neighborhood, and by the way, I saw the guy who did this. I don't remember, it was another time or whatever. He's a older, middle-aged white guy, probably 40-ish at the time when we were there. And I was like, why, what are you doing? He's like, man, this is my job. But long story short, who do you think he's preying on? This company's preying on poor black people who cannot get their cars out, all because their stickers expired and somebody wrote a rule that lets somebody go take a car because your little $10 or $50 or whatever the charge is, sticker expired. That's what I'm talking about. That's what Democrats do to people, but they act like they're helping you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said he could recognize two Russian-backed breakaway Ukrainian regions as independent, an aggressive move likely to torpedo a last-minute bid for a summit to prevent war. Separately, Moscow and Ukrainian military saboteurs have tried to enter Russian territory in armed vehicles, leading to at least five deaths, an accusation dismissed as fake news by Kiev. Both developments fit the pattern repeatedly predicted by Western governments who accuse Russia
of preparing to fabricate a pretext to invade Ukraine by blaming Kiev for attacks and relying on pleas for help from separatist proxies. In Washington, President Joe Biden has summoned a meeting with his top security advisors, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and General Mark Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And the Winter Olympics are complete. The United States finished with 8 gold, 10 silver, and 7 bronze for a total of 25. This is USA Radio News. The Internal Revenue Service has announced that taxpayers will be able to forego the use of facial recognition software in order to access their online accounts following the big controversy over the use of biometric data, according to the New York Times. No biometric data, including facial recognition, will be required if taxpayers choose to authenticate their identity through a virtual interview, according to the IRS in their statement today. In addition, photos gathered so far from users will be deleted from ID.me servers over the next few weeks, and any new photos taken this year will not be stored on any of the company's servers. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said today he is scrapping the last of his domestic coronavirus restrictions in the United Kingdom, including the requirement for people with COVID-19 to self-isolate. Johnson said the country is moving forward from government restrictions to more personal responsibility as part of the plan for treating COVID-19 like any other transmissible illness, such as the flu. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Take heed, folks. Understand this. Things won't get any better for Democrats, but they will get better for you. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Please go to the website, partake, find out everything that we're doing. 22 is going to be a heck of a year. I'm telling you right now. Personally, I feel it. My team is energized. We got lots of great events coming up, things like the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. We've got some virtual sessions on empowerment you'll be able to get your kids involved in from Seeking Educational Excellence. Unhyphenated America is going to start producing some really good feel-good videos that are going to blow your mind. Oh, by the way, we did our first TV deal with a network, and we got our check. It was $1,100. It wasn't that much money, but it was our first foray into regular network TV and positioning a show. And the network told us it wasn't our fault. We had, it was close to 400,000 people watched the thing, but the digital commercials didn't sell right away because the network is really just kind of testing it. But they sent us a check for $1,100. It was like getting a residual check for, you know, probably when Elvis got his first one. Yeah, I'm comparing myself to Elvis. Anyway, glad you guys are listening. And the fact that that proved itself out, that model, because that's what part of what the Flick Fest does is we take these films that people make, beautiful, great films that people make, and we showcase them elsewhere. And that's what we did. And we got our first check. Anyway, I'm proud of that. Biden is in trouble. The Democrats are in trouble. And the 80-year-old president that got in office in a coup, because he certainly didn't win, is apparently known for overpromising and underdelivering. This was a story that was in the National Review, and it was talking about what the New York Times said. And let me read this. It says, the New York Times informs its readers that Biden overpromised and underdelivered on climate. And the writer continues, yes, he tends to do that about a lot of things. Even by the standards of big talking and naive elected officials, Biden tends to promise wildly ambitious, difficult to achieve goals. I'm going to shut down the virus. I promise you, this is a quote, this is what he says, I promise you, if I'm elected president, we're going to cure cancer. And then he usually forgets about them or blames someone else for why he couldn't keep his promise. Now, I should remind you, we played this clip the other day. We should play it again. It was Joe Concha of Fox News essentially telling us what we already know, which is Joe Biden is an abject liar. But he highlights some things that Joe Biden said that I wasn't even aware of, and I didn't touch on it at the time. So let's play it now.
Joining me to react, Fox News contributor Joe Concha. Joe, I think we've all gotten used to covering Joe Biden over his career and being used to some of these tall tales and big fish stories and the like. But it only seems to have gotten worse in this first year, and yet nobody seems to really question it. They just act as if it's not going on around us.
Yeah, Ben, it's the Brian Williams presidency at this point, right? It's not just that President Biden is a serial liar. He does it in the spirit of the former NBC News nightly anchor. He lies for no apparent reason. It's not like, you know, he's in some sort of tough interview and then he grabs for something. I mean, what compels a president, like he did a couple weeks ago, to say that he consulted with Golda Meir, right? He said that he consulted her during the Six-Day War in 1967 while he was a law student. What compels Joe Biden to say that he was arrested in South Africa trying to see Nelson Mandela? That never happened. And the answer is, I guess, to your point, he feels he could always get away with it because he knows there won't be any true consequences. I mean, he eventually became president after all. And that's despite, remember, his first run for president, going for the White House, he had to drop out due to plagiarism, stealing somebody else's work as his own. So, look, if Biden ran on being the second coming of George Washington in terms of trust, he's as trusted as Jussie Smollett at this point. There's a new CNN poll out, and it finds that two-thirds, Ben, of the American people do not trust this president. 3 in 4 independents, 75%, do not trust him. That's a big deal for a guy who basically said, trust me, I'm not Donald Trump. Well, no one trusts you either, pal.
Anybody surprised by Joe Concha's comments? Joe Biden said he was part of the civil rights movement, that he marched with people he never did, that he implemented policies for black folks that he never did. I mean, it is a litany of blatant in-your-face lies that nobody else could get away with. And for the record, neither could Joe Biden if somebody weren't propping him up. The question you should be asking yourself is, how can you be such a blatant pathological liar and be considered the leader of the free world? Rise to the level that you have. See, this is what I talk about. We live our virtue. We tell our kids don't lie. Right now, with my youngest son, one of the things we're telling him is, look, you got to stop this petty lying. If you're caught, you're caught. Say, you know what, Mom, Dad, I did it. And I think he's finally getting there. And I think all kids go through this stage. I'm not calling my kid out publicly. I think all kids go through this stage. But Joe Biden hasn't gotten out of it. He will tell you what you want. If you've got a story, Joe's got a bigger story. He's gotten shot down. He's pinned medals on people that he's never met. What has he not lied about? And he is the leader. He's risen to the level of president. As I told you before, bad behavior is rewarded with Democrats. It's rewarded. In California, if you're a miscreant, they want to send you to Hawaii or give you incentive, money incentive to go to school or stop committing crime. Forget the kids who don't commit crimes and who go to school every day. What do they get? They get nothing. Just keep being good kids. But if you're a miscreant, I'll send you to Hawaii. If you smash and grab, I won't make it a felony. And by the way, if you get arrested, I'm going to let you out before the cop even finishes the paperwork. Just go do what you want to do. It's a free-for-all. But if you're a good person and you do something wrong, you're going to rot in jail. It's amazing. Anyway, the guy goes on, he says in this article yesterday, Biden said before a meeting on the pandemic that on testing, I know that remains frustrating. Believe me, it's frustrating to me, but we're making improvements. This is the guy that was going to make all of Wu flu nonsense go away, right? He writes, he's frustrated too, Americans. If only the president of the United States could have done something about the lack of tests. Of course, he did promise he wouldn't be in this situation. He says, back in September, Biden boasted that I'm taking steps tonight to make testing more available, more affordable, and more convenient. I'm going to interrupt here for just a second and say, why? Here's what you need to find out. Who of Joe Biden's family members has money tied up in testing? And which test is he going to require? That's the test you should put your money in. The one thing I have learned about government, especially leftist government, is you know who to pick. Because he's telling you, it's a warning to his family, hey, go invest in Abbott. We're going to be using Abbott test. and they don't even work. The crack up to me is we're debating testing.
Well, the test didn't get there quick enough. Joe Biden, he promised test.
We know those tests are. They're testies. They ain't worth dink. Because I'm going to tell you, it doesn't work. It's not telling you anything. It's telling you that you have a cold or you have the flu or whatever. But that's the test.
We're committing $2 billion to purchase nearly 300 million rapid tests for distribution to community health centers, food banks, schools, so that every American, no matter their income, can access free and convenient tests.
Can access free and convenient tests. That's what he said. $2 billion of your dollars in the thin air. Because the tests don't work. People don't need them. All we got to do is go live life. We're going to have a few people die from this disease like we do every year from something. And oh, by the way, as long as there is a human being on earth, there is somebody waiting to die from something. Next thing you know, Joe Biden's going to say he's going to cure hurricanes and tornadoes and mudslides and floods and volcanic eruptions and whatever else. It's insane, folks. Testing. So anyway, this guy goes on. Biden overpromises and underdelivers, and he's exactly right. He says, then in December, Biden pledged that this winter we're going to make free at-home tests more available to Americans than ever before to better detect and control the Delta variant. Ironically, the three variants ago, right? He says, I made testing more available, affordable, and convenient. We're going to make available free tests at thousands of convenient locations. I'm telling you, go invest in testing. Find out who the companies are. You can make a bonanza. The bottom line, he said, this winter, you'll be able to test for free in the comfort of your home and have some peace of mind. Peace of mind about a disease that is likely to not kill you. Well, sold out. Can't get any of the tests. Not that you should, but he's gotten people worked into a frenzy that they need to know if they got it, so they test. Apathetic, man. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Congratulations to Joey Demento and the Democrats who cheated him into office. They forgot one thing. He had to perform. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. You ever been in over your head? And I'm not talking about something you knew how to do, that, you know, that you could learn and figure it out. I'm talking about you were like, whoa, I don't have any idea. It's rare, because if you're smart, you won't opt for a job like that. If somebody says, hey, who wants to volunteer to be the church's accountant? and you have a degree in animal husbandry, I don't think you're going to want that job. It's very frustrating. It's like doing diagnostics on your own car if you're not a mechanic, if you don't have the tools. Recently, my son, he said to me, he says, Dad, you know, you're an electrical engineer. My PS4 broke the HDMI cable, and he says, can you fix it? And I go, yeah, I could fix it. If I had an oscilloscope and I had a surface mount desoldering kit and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, and I had the part and I had the schematics and everything else, sure, I could fix it then, but I'm out of the business, boy. It would cost me $2,000 of gear to go gear up to fix these machines. I'm not spending $2,000 to fix a machine that's $200. Now, if I was the government, I would. If I was Joey Demento Biden and team, I would. Anyway, you got to perform. In order to perform, you got to have the tools and you have to have the knowledge. In the case of me, I didn't have the tools. I have the knowledge, but not the tools. And in most cases, let me tell you, with bureaucrats, they not only don't have the knowledge, they don't have the tools. They have neither one. Biden proved what most people knew about him, folks, when he got elected, that he's freaking crazy. So he has received the award for the worst year ever. Here's what they wrote. It's New Year's Eve and Americans are ready to say goodbye and good riddance to 2021. Let me ask you a question real quickly, people. When Donald Trump was president, did you say good riddance to 2017 or 2018 or 2019 or 2020? You did in 2020, but you didn't in those other 3 years. And the reason why you said good riddance to 2020 is because of this woo-flu nonsense. Anyway, here's the poll. The latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone Online Survey finds that only 2% of adult Americans rate 2021 as the best years ever. That must be Bill Gates, George Soros. I don't even know who could rate this the best year ever, but they have to be tied into the federal government in some kind of green energy scam or something. I mean, still, even with that, just understand this, folks, 2%. Best years ever. 5% think it was an excellent year. 16% a good year. Let's add that up. Okay, 23% say it was a good year, an excellent year, or the best year ever. These numbers are dwarfed, folks, by the 48% of Americans who gave 2021 a poor rating. But no, they're not only dwarfed by that, they're dwarfed on the 77% of Americans who must have said bad, badder, or worser. You get what I'm saying? Anyway, nobody is surprised by this news. Not Democrats, not independents, and certainly not free-thinking, pragmatic Republicans. You are not surprised. Right about now, one would think Democrats would fess up. They'd say, you know what, guys, we'll admit it. We cheated. We got the guy, and we'll never do it again. We promise. At least that way, if they did that, Biden's fall from grace would hurt only a little. It would be like Humpty Dumpty where he just cracks his shell. No, Humpty, we made an omelet out of Humpty. He didn't crack his shell. He blew his head wide open and we feasted on the scrambled eggs that came out of that, you know, brain. That is, Biden had one. At the height in which Biden supposedly fell, folks, 81 million BS votes, he broke his legs, his back, and had massive internal injuries. He didn't just break a shell. You get what I'm saying? I think you do. As I've warned Democrats and other leftist people right on this show, on other media that I've done, and I'm going to warn you again, don't expect better in 2022 for your brain dead, demented clown of a president. Things are not going to improve. He's getting older. We're all a step closer to the grave, but most of us, you can't look at us and see it. Joe Biden is dead man walking politically and otherwise. And no matter how much covering they try to do to make him look like, oh, look how young and youthful he appears. You know, it doesn't matter what Biden says. It's never racist. It's never stupid. It's just, oh, that's just Joe being Joe. Even if he's saying it while he's rubbing your shoulders and, you know, bumping into you saying, do you feel something? Look, folks, Biden is older than Methuselah. For those of you who don't know your Bible, he's the oldest man to ever live, over 900 years old. And Biden looks like his older brother. His dementia will become more pronounced. The left is not going to be able to hide it. The role of a president, I don't care if you only work at 2 hours like Joe Biden, it is 2 hours of pure H-E double crooked socks. People coming at you with 50 different directions. And no matter how much, you know, they try to prop him up by putting a stick up his butt or giving him shots of adrenaline, Joe Biden is wearing down. Even now he looks like dead man walking despite all the efforts to conceal this. You know, he's got that old man walk. And I don't make fun of it because one of these days I'll have it. When I'm talking about old people or fat people or whatever, right now I'm fat. When I'm talking about people, I'm telling you about ailments we can all, things that could happen to any of us. I'm ridiculing me, the potential of me. I'm not trying to say, oh, look at that old clown. I'm going to one day be an old clown. Hopefully I won't be as stupid as Joe Biden, because then I would just hope somebody would put a pillow over my head and put me out of my misery. But anyway, he looks old, he acts old, because he is old. He didn't really want this job. He only wanted this job because he was the only clown in the clown show who the Democrats could shoo into office. And that is what the new year brings for the Democrats. They got no beat, no bench, no beach. They don't have any beach either. But they certainly got no bench. Oh my gosh. Biden remains the only dude who's ever fallen up the stairs getting on Air Force One. So going back to these Democrats, who are they going to run in 2024? It ain't Joe Biden.
All the incentive I need is for Trump to say he's going to run and I'll run in 2024.
I'll bet you money right now Joe Biden is not the candidate for the Democrats in 2024. Who wants to take me up on it? Come on. Get my producer. Call me at 844-551-8255 and say, Kevin, I'm going to bet you, man. I'll bet you, bro. Because let me tell you, I'm going to take your money. Anyway, not a single candidate from 2020 for the Democrats is a viable candidate. And they had dozens. This includes Biden's VP, who is and always will be toxic. Why she was selected as part of the big cheat boggles the mind, except when you realize that she might have very well been the next best choice. People, we've kind of overlooked this. Kamala Harris may very well be the best number two choice the Democrats had. How's that for him and now? God, these people should be climbing over themselves trying to figure out who they could build up to for the next election. For the next big cheat. You gonna dust off Hillary?
No way's tired, Hillary.
Anyway, 2022 is gonna be worse for Democrats because Biden's performance will not improve. The policies that Biden implements aren't even his own. I don't know what the survey is, but the majority of Americans don't even think Biden's in charge. And guess what? With each passing day, Democrats gain sanity and they leave the party. Suddenly they start thinking conservatively. Ooh, we need police. What's with the defund the police? But Biden's handlers, folks, they don't care about his political career or his legacy. They hope to unlevel the playing field to such a degree it won't matter who becomes president next. This is why $6 trillion and counting has been robbed from us. So the fat cats controlling Biden feather their nests in a way we couldn't even imagine. And they have about 11 months to continue. But after that, folks, game over. Look at the numbers. 48% of Americans say 2021 sucked. 16% okay, 5% said it was fantastic, 2% said the best year ever. That 7% must see things the way I do. And that is, Biden sucks so bad as president that he cost the Democrats the next two elections, whether they cheat or not. Clearly, a majority of Americans think 2021 was horrible, 400% bigger than those who enjoyed it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.